And we told you earlier this month about an investigation by Reuters that concluded that the U.S. is doing a bad job tracking deaths related to antibiotic-resistant infections or superbugs. One of the reporters, Deb Nelson, told us, for instance, superbug infections are left off death certificates.
But even when they're put on death certificates, they're still not counted because, first of all, states aren't keeping track of them. But also, in our nation's vital statistics, there is no code for antibiotic-resistant infections. So there are 8,000 official causes of death. Not one of them is antibiotic-resistant infections. And that's why, to identify how many people were dying of them, we had to do a special search of the text written on death certificates.
Now, although the exact number of deaths caused by superbugs is unknown, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates 23,000 people die of these infections every year. And CDC officials told us they were disappointed with the Reuters report. They wanted a chance to explain how they're combating the infections. So let's do that with Dr. Beth Bell, director of the CDC's National Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Infectious Diseases. She's also the CDC's lead for the implementation of the U.S. National Action Plan to Combat Antibiotic Resistance. Dr. Bell, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And that is one thing that you wanted to make sure was discussed. Now, the Reuters reporters did mention that there was an action plan. Tell us more about that.
Sure. Antibiotic resistance is a really important and serious problem in our country. So the U.S. government has gotten together, and over a period of a year or so, we've put together a national action plan, which lays out a number of areas of things that we need to do to combat antibiotic resistance, to better detect antibiotic resistance, to improve our prevention strategies, to develop new drugs and diagnostics, and to innovate throughout. And so Congress actually funded the government to implement this plan in fiscal year 16. And we at CDC received $160 million for the CDC Solutions Initiative. And that's about certainly better tracking and detecting and responding to outbreaks quickly. But it's also, really importantly, also about prevention. You know, these bacteria are changing all the time. And there are things that we can do now to prevent the spread of resistant bacteria. And this is really what we're focused on at CDC.
Well, Dr. Bell, talk about some of the things that we, as listeners, became aware of. Most states don't require doctors to specify whether MRSA was a factor in a death. Washington and Illinois do. Why isn't it a federal requirement that all hospitals record MRSA or, you know, a superbug in a death?
Well, you know, there are a lot of issues around reporting, about reporting of infections in general. Death reporting is another component of this. It's a state responsibility, this issue of reporting, and it's the states that actually make the rules about reporting in individual states. We at CDC encourage states to report, and actually one of the things that we're doing with the funding that Congress has provided us is to help the states to improve their reporting, not only reporting of deaths, but also reporting of infections, which in many ways we feel is kind of closer to the prevention part of things. You know, I know that a lot of people would think, well, you know, somebody should require this. But the fact of the matter is that the states have responsibility in our system here in this country. And what we do at CDC is to help the states to collect the kind of data that's most important for action. Certainly one component of that is death.
Well, and the reason people are asking, you have the Natalie Silva of El Paso, Texas, mentioned in the Reuters reporting, contracted MRSA after giving birth, died from infection-related complications, and yet her sisters had a fight to get the hospital to even cite MRSA on her death certificate. It was important to them. And
yes,
yet even though they got that, they got it on her death certificate, the Texas Health Department doesn't track deaths from antibiotic-resistant infections, so no one else knows.
Yes. You know, any death from a resistant infection, and obviously from many other things, is a terrible tragedy. And we at CDC know this. We very, very well. And we work with many, many patients and patient groups that have some incredibly sad and terrible stories to tell. And there's a number of things that we're doing. For example, one of the groups here at the federal government that does have a lot of kind of regulatory power is CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have a website which is called Hospital Compare, where anybody can look up and see how any particular hospital is doing on, for example, preventing healthcare-associated infections, on how many cases of MRSA bacteremia have occurred in their hospital.
Well, people can look it up, but what if hospitals aren't accounting? They won't know. In the Reuters story, there was the doctor who signed the death certificate of a little three-year-old and didn't note the infection. He told Reuters he thought it didn't matter. Another doctor said, that's like seeing how sausage is made. People don't need to know that. What do you do about those attitudes, you know, that it doesn't matter? How do you change that?
Well, we can't change everybody's attitude. I think that what we are showing, and I think what we're based on, as I say, is that when you can show that you can do something after you count, that the data doesn't just sit there, but that it's used for action, and it's used for action that helps us to better target prevention strategies, for us to show reductions in resistant bacteria. I think that, you know, to my way of thinking, while we're never going to get everybody to completely understand, and even if you were to mandate something, I think you're never going to get everybody 100% compliance. Mm. You know, my responsibility, frankly, you know, I mean, what keeps me up at night is figuring out how to better target our work to prevent the spread of these infections.
When I read the Reuters article, I found it sympathetic to the CDC. You know, you're being somewhat undercut by hospitals that don't want to sully their reputation by admitting that there had been an infection, that this is a very hard thing, in fact, for you to corral.
I would say that the whole issue of hospitals wanting to cover up, I frankly think that it's getting harder for hospitals to cover up. And actually, some of the funding that we'll be providing with this $160 million will actually improve our ability to detect infections just based on laboratory information. You know, we may get a much better sense of the patterns of antibiotic resistance, again, without having to rely on a doctor putting something down on a report or on a piece of paper.
Dr. Beth Bell, director of the CDC's National Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Infectious Diseases. Dr. Bell, thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.